At 81 years old, Alice Rivlin has seen her fair share of polarized debates in Washington, serving under the Clinton administration as well as on two recent bipartisan debt commissions under the Obama administration. Now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, Rivlin told a packed Mackey auditorium here that she's optimistic about the improving economy, but pessimistic that Congress will work together to solve issues such as the deficit or immigration.
Our political system has become so polarized, and our representative democracy has become so polarized that we may be unable to act on any of these big challenges.
Rivlin said the two main parties are more homogenous and partisan than ever, a product she said has less to do with redistricting and more with the fact that Americans are increasingly mobile, looking to move to neighborhoods where people have political views similar to them.
In fact, on some measures, the most liberal Republican is to the right of the most conservative Democrat. Now, that's not a good situation for making policy.
Rivlin went on to offer a few solutions, such as an end to filibusters and extending term limits. She also charged this audience to get out of their boxes and promote civil dialogue in their neighborhoods. There will no doubt be time for panelists and participants to discuss how best to do that in the dozens of panels and forums in the days ahead. This year's conference theme, after all, is political dialogue, how it should be. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler in Boulder.